What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. This video I'm going to react to is very fitting to the one I reacted to before that with Patrick Bet David, talking about Muslim stereotypes and history in the Middle East when they broke up the Ottoman Empire. This one is about a teacher goes off on Muslim kids skipping Pride Day and not teaching their parents to accept it. just thinking about that is really funny as shit to me. Good luck with that one. So Muslim kids are supposed to try to indoctrinate their parents. Yeah. Nice try with that one. Before we get into this, though, I want to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
Is it marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. You see it scrolling below. Get marketing and promotions at promopalace.biz. Let's get into it.
Against Muslim rights in the Muslim community. But they are weaponizing the issue of LGBT, which is something that, yes, Islam has strong opinions on. The same way that the religious right in Canada, the Christian right, has strong opinions against as well. They're using those fears to drive a wedge between a government that will always stand up for all your rights, just like I will always stand up for the rights.
It's bullshit. Nobody's using the fear. Like, see, I'm not Christian. I was raised Baptist, but I'm a laws of nature guy. I'm not Muslim, but one of my best, closest friends is Muslim and was part of my rap group. And his parents are Muslim, and I know other Muslims as well. This idea that you have to use this as a fear or propaganda to make Muslims go against the government is horseshit. It's such horseshit because Muslims are far more devout than Christians. Most Christians are only halfway Christians, part-time Christians. Most Muslims are full-time. It's not just a part of their life. It's a way, their way of life. It's their whole life. I call this way before this started happening. Like, this idea that Muslims can't think for themselves, you know, it touches on, like, racial mindsets, you know, like, when people say Black people can't get IDs, like, they act like Black people are not smart enough or equipped enough to get IDs, which is totally racist, because everybody on the planet has a fucking ID once you hit 18 and older. If you want to buy alcohol anywhere when you turn 21 and over, buy cigarettes at 18 and older, you need an ID. If you want to rent a car, buy a car, get insurance. I mean, everything in life almost you need an ID, you know, but people want to throw out these racist, you know, statements. And he's pretty racist because, you know, people are making it seem like Muslims can't think for themselves, like conservatives or Christians have to, you know, like fearmonger them into pushing back on transgenderism, or the LGBTQ community, which is such horseshit because the Muslim community is going to push back on that a lot harder probably 10 times harder than the Christian community, because some parts of the Christian community are accepting of it. So let's keep it moving.
Of LGBT kids, including if they're LGBT Muslim kids. And not standing up for everyone's rights is what you get with the liberal government. We're going to defend your rights, even when you disagree with us defending other people's rights. And how we work together along this country and listen to each other and prevent people from activating
baseless fears. So Muslims don't have the right to fear their kids being indoctrinated in schools with LGBTQ community. I've reacted to another video where the teacher tries to shame the Muslim kid for skipping school, you know, on Pride Month. Like, they're not going to have no parts of that. They're not going to accept it, support it, or agree with it. And I've said before, my stance is I accept that there's gay people in society. Do I agree with it or support it? No, never will and never have. Do I accept transgenderism? Nope, and I never will. I don't accept something that is a delusion, that's make-believe, that is a false reality, that's not real. It's fairy tales, imaginary, made-up bullshit. You're talking about rights. Yeah, people are allowed to believe whatever they want, but you don't get to force people to accept their make-believe, imaginary, made-up bullshit. You know, it's like nobody's forcing people to become... nobody's forcing LGBTQ communities to be Muslims or Christians, are they? No, they're not. They're not forcing them. No, they're not. They're not forcing people. They're not forcing LGBTQ community to accept Christianity or Muslim or Judaism, whatever. Like, no, it's not being forced. But they want to force us to accept this. And I don't believe in Christianity. I believe Jesus Christ is imaginary, make-believe, fairy tales. I don't know that Muhammad is real either. I believe that's make-believe as well. But nobody, they're not forcing their make-believe upon the LGBTQ community. But the LGBTQ community and liberals and Democrats want to force everybody else to accept that. And you see the hypocrisy and the double standard in that?
Around, as you said, scaring your parents into what's actually being taught. That is hurting the fabric of respect and openness that allows Canada to be one of the places where we support independent Muslim communities.
Gotta stop again. He told a lie. People aren't saying that there's actual courses that are being implemented in school. What people are saying is they have proof of plenty rogue teachers trying to force Pride Month and LGBTQ community and transgenderism acceptance on kids. And I'm sorry, like, Muslim parents aren't going to allow nobody to indoctrinate their kids but them with Islam, you know? So... and real Christians like my sister and my brother-in-law are not going to allow you to indoctrinate their kids with LGBTQ community stuff either. They're not going to allow it. It's nope, no way, no how. And I'm with them. I don't want my niece and nephew being indoctrinated. But whatever, however, my sister and brother-in-law raising them, and they're raising them right. They're my sister and brother-in-law are the most decent human beings that I know on the face of this earth. The best parents I've seen with my own two eyes. I've never seen better parents in my entire life than my sister and my brother-in-law. They teach their kids right from wrong. They're not hateful, but you're not going to indoctrinate them with things that they don't believe in and they don't agree with and they don't accept. And they don't support, you know? And yeah, you can't trust this dude for as far as you could throw up.
More than just about any other wrestling country. And we appreciate that very much. But probably a perfect example of what we saw in one of the Atlantic school, where one of the teachers, she's threatened, and she told those kids, you are not Canadian, you should leave Canada because you did not participate in Pride.
And what happened to that teacher?
Whatever you want to say, just tell them how you feel.
Nobody knows about that. That's no. Yeah, that teacher got serious consequences because that is not something that is accepted.
All right, guys, so we got to talk about this audio that I think Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, should listen to, okay? Because this guy claimed recently that it is a conspiracy that Pride is being pushed on kids in school and that Muslims are being brainwashed by the American far right in regards to this being an issue, right? This is what he said in response to Muslims revolting against him, okay, and some of...
Let me stop for a second, which is horseshit, because I would argue that if this was an issue in Muslim countries, this would be at the top, one of the top of the list, and they would push back on this shit so hard. Anybody who thinks that Muslims wouldn't push back on transgenderism has a pea size of a brain. You lack zero common sense and common knowledge of life and how people are in different communities, in different religions, and the way of the world and what's going on. You're living in a fucking bubble. You know, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out Muslims ain't going to be going for this shit. Ask Muslims, can they accept, support, and agree with transgenderism? They're going to tell you, double X posse, can I do it? I'm not going to be able to do it.
Of the things that are happening in their schools, right? They have a huge problem in Canada, right? The Muslims over there aren't having it when it comes to the wokeness that is being pushed in school on their kids. Now, we got to talk about this audio, okay, that takes place at an elementary school, Northwood Public School in Windsor, Ontario, to be exact, in which you had a teacher that berated Muslim students for skipping Pride Day, right? She called their absence disgusting and an incredible show of hatred, and it makes her not want to be a teacher. Now, approximately 600 out good. Of the 800 students in
school. Good. She shouldn't be a fucking teacher. Let's keep it.
School moving. Stayed home, which is a 75% absentee rate. Okay. So clearly, the parents of these students said, no, you're not going to school for Pride Day. And this teacher had a huge problem with it. So much so that she berated the students. She went off on them in class. Again, these are elementary school students. In regards to them not showing up for school. So I want to react to it. Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I'm going to play some of the key parts here because conversations like this are evidence and proof that, yes, this is in fact being pushed on these kids in school and that these Muslims who are protesting against this, along with Christians as well, too, let's not forget about that, they're in the right, okay? They're not brainwashed, okay? This is actually happening. And two, conversations like this should not be happening in school, period, right? Teachers should not be talking about this stuff with children in school. But here we have this actually happening. And again, videos like this, audio like this, exactly why, again, we shouldn't have this. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it.
I just have to say how disappointed and disgusted I am with what happened yesterday. And let me tell you, the whole staff here feel the exact same way. The Board of Education feels the exact same way. Our superintendent, so Mr. O'Neill's boss, was here today to support the teachers here at Northwood who felt extremely hurt.
Yeah, so they boohoo whining and crying because kids decided not to show up to school for Pride Day, right? Which, again, these are the same people that claim that, hey, we're not pushing it on people. We're not pushing it on them, but you're hurt because kids decided not to come to school on that day. Again, what did you have planned that day that hurt you so bad, right? Are you upset that you weren't able to, I don't know, again, push this on kids on that day? Because that's probably what the intent was, okay? I mean, that, to me, is the only intent that you can have when you're celebrating this stuff in school.
By yesterday's actions, Joseph, I'm going to look at the people refused to come to school because we raised the Pride flag.
It's not that we're hating on it. It's just that we don't want to, like, support it.
What would you think if I said, it's not that I hate Muslims, I just don't support them?
That's fine, right?
You know, this idea that you got to shame somebody into supporting things, it's got to stop, man. This shit is so fucking pathetic, man. It's so fucking weak-minded, man. It's like the fucking movies, you know. If you don't think a woman can lead a role movie, if you don't go watch this movie, then you don't think a woman can lead a movie role. No, maybe we're just not interested in the fucking movie. Maybe it's not interesting to us. Maybe it's not our fucking cup of tea. Maybe we don't want to support it. Maybe we don't agree with it. I'm disgusted that this bitch is a teacher. I'm disgusted, like, that you're trying to shame kids into supporting things. Like, everybody doesn't have to fucking like every fucking thing in this world. You know, there's plenty of things I don't fucking like. And hate is a strong word. You know, she want to throw out hate. Like the kid says, it's not that we hate. They just don't want to support it. But, you know, people define everything as fucking hate nowadays. If the truth is fucking hate, if telling the truth is fucking being hateful, then apparently everything on the fucking planet is fucking hateful. Let's keep it moving.
That's perfectly reasonable. Okay, yeah. Just like it's perfectly reasonable to say, hey, I don't hate Christians, I just don't support them, right? It's perfectly reasonable to say that. I'm not going to get boo-hoo. I'm not going to get butt hurt by it, right, if somebody says that. As long as you're not discriminating against me, as long as you're not trying to take away my rights, okay, then it's fine, okay? You don't have to support it. I'm not trying to force...
Hey, you know what? Let me chime in for a second. You know what no liberal has ever done in my fucking lifetime? Knocked on my fucking door and offered me a box of fucking free food. But you know who's done that? Conservative Christians. Multiple times, knocked on the whole neighborhood, you know, knocking everybody's door. Hey, here's a box of food, especially during inflation when times are getting hard. But you know who never done that? Fucking liberals. I tell you, man, like, this shaming people into supporting shit.
I want you to support it. That's the whole point of freedom, right? But again, these people don't believe in freedom. To them, okay, if you don't support it, then that's an act of bigotry, right? If you don't give a full-throated endorsement to the agenda, then you're actively against it. You're either with us or you're against us. That's the type of mentality that these people have. And again, this is what you're seeing here, right? These Muslim students, okay, I'm assuming that the student here is Muslim that is saying this, okay, based off the information that we have. They're basically saying, look, we don't hate gay people. We just don't want to support a lifestyle that goes against our religion. Again, no, I mean, it's really that simple. There's nothing hateful. There's no bigotry when it comes to that. It's just that, hey, we just don't want to actively support this stuff. Again, does that mean that they want to take away people's rights? Okay, does that mean that they want to treat gay people as second-class citizens? No, right? That's not what it means at all. Okay, in fact, I'll go as far as to say, yeah, I actually, you know, want everybody to be treated equally, okay? And I don't want anybody to be discriminated against, regardless of their sexuality. But that's not enough, right? That's not enough, okay? Because these people, okay, particularly these woke administrators and all the other people that go along with this stuff, they want special rights and privileges for certain groups of people.
But that's our, like, a religion.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's the same thing. And I'm gonna tell you, that I have always been supportive of everybody. I was raised.
Well, good for you. Good for you. But everybody doesn't have to support everything. You know, I posted something on Facebook. You don't get respect, you earn it. And you don't earn respect by trying to shame Muslim kids into agreeing and supporting something that goes against their beliefs. It goes against their way of life. You know, who? It's that American mentality mindset. You know, it's like you want to dictate everything that everybody does across the globe. Be the sheriff of fucking Nottingham, the big bad sheriff of fucking Nottingham. This lady sounds like a fucking Wicked Witch of the East.
To be racist. My father was a horrible racist. The things he would say about black people was unforgivable.
What does that have to do with
this? But I changed him. When he got older, he realized what he was saying was wrong.
Okay, now, here's the thing, right? Good for you. But there's a difference here, okay? Changing your father from hating black people to being accepting of black people is not the same as, you know, changing your father to supporting anything that black people want, right? I'm pretty sure he doesn't support anything that black people want. It's great. Your father doesn't hate black folks anymore. Okay, but that's different, right, than demanding that you support anything that a black person wants. That's a little bit different, right?
And not even that. Being black is a real thing. A man becoming a woman and a woman becoming a man is not a real thing. And I think that's the biggest part and issue that people have with this is that you've attached transgenderism to homosexualism. You know, and they're apples and oranges, man. They're apples and oranges. They're not even the same thing. It's more like apples and pineapples, to be honest with you. It's not even the same thing. It's not even the same boat. And the thing is homosexuality is a real thing. It's a mental, emotional, physical attraction to the same sex. Transgenderism is, you know, a person that thinks they become a fucking dog and shit, or a fucking horse or a zebra, because that's what they're thinking when you think a man come a woman and a woman can become a man. It's make-believe, it's imaginary, you know. And I pretty much heard enough on this one. Yeah, because there was a whole nother video I reacted to with a whole different teacher in Canada trying to shame kids for skipping school. And this idea, like the title of this one goes, woke teacher goes off on Muslim kids skipping Pride Day and not teaching their parents to accept it. So now the kids are supposed to indoctrinate the parents. Good luck with that shit. I mean, and trying to shame somebody and force somebody to support something is really pathetic and a weak method, a weak way to go about it. These things need to be organic. People supporting things need to be organic, like building fan base and building consumer base, you know? So yeah, man, I'm not Christian. I'm not Muslim, but I'm with them on this one. Push back on the transgenderism when they're trying to indoctrinate your kids with it, and Pride Month and all that. If that's how you feel, that's if you feel like you want to push back on it, push back on it, because it does go against your way of life. And like I said, my rap partner was Muslim. I grew up Baptist. And any real Christian and real Muslims, they're not going for this shit. This idea that you got to fear monger them into this. One incident like this, one time the kid goes to school and gets shamed and goes tells his parents, the whole Muslim community's like, nah, fuck this shit. Nah. Can we support it? Not going to be able to do it. So, yeah. Stop trying to shame people into supporting things that they don't want to fucking support. I don't like broccoli. Don't ever fucking think I'm gonna support it. There's a lot of things I don't like in this world. I don't like, I used to sag my pants as a kid. I refuse to now. I don't like to associate with people who sag their pants. So I'm not supporting anybody who's sagging their fucking pants around me. So there's a lot of I don't support dishonest people, you know. Get the fuck out of here. You want to shame me into supporting dishonest people? Screw you. Get the fuck out of here with this shit. You know, I don't support a lot of this new rap music. And you can't shame me into supporting it. It's trash. It's garbage. Most of it is garbage. It's trash. You can't shame me into supporting it. You know, I'd rather listen to fucking country music. Don't try that in a small town, Jason Aldean. Then listen to a lot of this trash rap music. And that's another hypocrisy. Rap music, rap culture is just, it's trap. It's all trap music. And we're trying to censor country music. What up, man? The world is full of double standards and hypocrisies this day and age, man. It's just, it's flooded and filled with double standards and hypocrisies. Thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.